for the past 6 months, and I've completely dedicated my Sunday mornings to WMNF because I believe in the mission. I believe in sharing the great information that we have. I love seeing you guys. I love seeing this crew, man.
And so, love us, Poopoo.
Except for DJ Grand Group. But I'm just messing.
Love us, Poopoo.
You and Jamal apart when you start talking sports.
Yeah, I do, yeah. But, you know, I got nothing but love for all of you, and I know a lot of our listeners really appreciate that, you know, and we got our like people like, you know, Clay, who we mentioned earlier, and so just constantly calling in, giving us great feedback, great information, sometimes calling us out when we're wrong, right? Because we're not always right. Absolutely. And so, and I love that interaction, and that we're just, to use you know, our brother with Peace, Love, and Justice's words, we facilitate a great conversation. And so again, you can call us at 813-238-8001 or 813-239-9663.
And continue to facilitate that dialogue with us.
All right. So we do have a donation here. It is from somebody who's anonymous. So thank you, Anonymous. All they right, have anonymous. Donated $120 to the station. Thank you for that generous donation.
Speaking of the peace magnet, I'm going to transition from that peace magnet over to our brother in peace. One of the biggest advocates for peace here in the room is our brother Nestor Ortiz. Yes. Our brother in peace. What is it? Peace, love, happiness, soul.
Peace, and love, and justice.
Peace, love, and soul.
What's that
soul train? I did soul train.
All right, yeah.
That's Don Cornelius.
Yeah. No. He does want to know the next part.
He does.
And I wonder, like, Nestor puts a lot of energy into trying to educate the community, even off the station, off our radio. You do projects where you're trying to, you know, get people information. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's really about, I feel like there are all these things that are moving quickly throughout the world. And in my head, I'm constantly rationalizing. I'm constantly trying to understand it. And I like to understand, or I like to tell people that I want to understand something as if I was in fourth grade, right? Mm-hmm. So explain it to me. Don't over-contextualize it. Don't overdraw it out. Just tell me the facts and then help me understand and process that. I expect that of others, so I want to give that back, right? I want to take that level of understanding that I have, and I want to share it in a way that's digestible by the majority of the population. I want to make sure everything that I say is accessible. So if we're talking about big topics, I want to be able to facilitate a dialogue, just like we do on the Urban Cafe, but I want to do it in a way that is accessible to as many people as possible so that everybody is more informed on what the issues are. Mm-hmm. Whether you're on one side of an issue or another side of the issue, I like to encourage working in the gray, which is kind of meeting in that middle. But
that's where stuff gets done.
That's where stuff gets done. At the end of the day, I want people to at least understand what's going on, and then we can all collectively make a better, more informed decision on how we feel about it.
Well, see, and it's great having you here at the show, at the station, bringing that perspective, you know, to the mic and being able to share those ideas with people who are listening. And matter of fact, I want to go right over to our other brother who's a piece when it comes to, you know, inside the court system, which some of us may question. I know you're there, you know, Jamal, you're there and you're working to help people get through things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've already spoken about it, but a little bit about what you do as a lawyer and how you contribute to the peace process.
I think I tried to get out of family law, but it always comes back. But family law especially help bring peace with people because, I mean, you can get married in, what, a second at the courthouse, but divorce can last. I've seen some, maybe it could last 5 years. Mm. So that process by itself, you know, I try to help people guide people through that process. And actually, you mentioned peace because when I came to the show, and Onestin, we came a little after me, I wasn't a peace, love, and justice kind of person. I was a more so 48 Laws of Power, Sun Tzu, destroy your enemy completely.
I remember that, Jamal.
I still can be that way.
He mellowed out. He mellowed out.
Yeah.
You know. So that's one, you know, when you become a parent.
So this show has definitely helped me with my work, actually, to work more with people and try to get things done in a peaceful manner. Because I realized that you could win a case, and I'm just mainly speaking about family law, but at the same time, you don't want to win a case at the detriment of someone's family. You know, my client may be happy, like, oh, yeah, I hate him. But I'm thinking, yeah, but you guys got a kid together. And, you know, the kid is five. So, yeah, so it's definitely helped me get a better perspective on the long-term thing is making sure people are happy and have longevity versus the short terms.
All right, as I try to get a pledge in here for peace, I'm trying to go around the room and get people to speak about the role they play in peace. And so hopefully with that, someone will give us a call at 813-238-8001 and make a pledge to the show, a pledge to the station in the name of peace. And we're going to talk about peace. We have peaceful people here. I see that, Josh, you want to jump in because I also have a question for you, but did you have a comment? No, is it necessary?
Yeah,
you want
to follow? I'm all about peace. Peace and love, all about it all day. But let's not forget the justice part, right? Like I feel strongly, I move forward with peace, I move forward with love, but at the end of the day, justice is the foundation by which peace and love can exist. Mm-hmm. So if there's no justice, there is no peace. I just want to be very clear about that for me.
For you, right.
Yeah,
right,
for me.
For a lot of people.
I am peace, love, but I can't be
peaceful if there's no justice.
If there's no justice for marginalized communities, if there's no justice for people that are being shot by whomever they're being shot by, if there's no justice for the people that need it, then how can there be peace and love?
Right, right.
And that's when the gloves come off, right?
For sure,
right. Yeah.
And that's the beauty of this show and why, you know, if someone's listening or they know someone who can call in and make a pledge to the show right now, 813-238-8001. Because I think if DT was to describe what the show is, he could describe it, but it's difficult. You can't say it's a news show. You can't say it's a sports show. You can't say it's this, that type of show. We talk about a lot of different things and topics, and you're right, they all do revolve around justice. And we can be arguing for someone black, someone white, someone old, someone young, immigrant,
someone male,
non-immigrant,
someone female.
Right. We could, so, and that's the beauty of what we're able to do here is that we have that opportunity to hit a lot of different areas. So a lot of these topics are going to resonate in you somehow, directly or indirectly, or even someone with your family. I remember when we had the guys come on. That was a show. I don't know if I might have cried during that show. It was very emotional with the military guys when they were calling in.
Oh, yeah.
And that resonated a lot. So we can gain a perspective. Does anyone here have military experience?
No, my spouse. Deployed four times.
And most of the people I had on the air were uncles and best friends who were in the military. So it really meant a lot to me to give them a voice. I want to jump over to Josh. Josh, I want to talk because I think, and I may say this wrong, but I think you ride for a cure. You're an avid cyclist.
Yes.
Bicyclist. That's not a motorcyclist. Not yet. We're going to work on that. But you're a bicyclist.
Oh, I love motorcycles. I do.
That's another show.
So riding for a cure, that seems to fall under the umbrella of peace, like trying to find things. Can you explain what that's about and how it falls into that? And hopefully we can get someone to, at the same time, see a phone line light up. And if someone wants to make a pledge in the name of someone else that can't make a pledge, please do so. 813-238-8001. That'll be a nice sign of peace as well. Go ahead, jump in.
So for our listeners out there, many of you probably already know this, but I'm a cancer survivor and it changed my life, right? And so this is actually my 10-year anniversary being cancer free now in September, this past September. Thank you. And
we clap as though he
I know,
right?
I know. I thought about that.
Right.
As we were clapping, okay. I was like,
as though
okay.
What?
Well, so we were just like applauding you for beating cancer,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that appropriate? Is that
even? Yeah, that's appropriate. Okay, it's a positive gesture.
Okay,
I agree with that. No, thank you. Actually, so crazy you mentioned that. I was doing some rounding over at the hospital. I work at Moffitt Cancer Center, and so I was in the radiation oncology clinic, just you know, seeing how things are going from the technology standpoint because I work in technology, and so. There's a bell at the radiation oncology waiting room. And when the patients have their last treatment, they ring that bell. And I happened to be there right when a patient was exiting and ringing that bell because it was his last radiation treatment. And it reminded me when was my last radiation treatment 10 years ago. And it just kind of, and all the positive thoughts. And going back to the clapping, everybody in the waiting room was clapping. And so, yes, it's definitely something, okay, you know, when you have
something
that.
Something to celebrate.
Something to celebrate for sure. Last radiation treatment, last surgery, last chemotherapy treatment, or whatever it may be. And so that changed my life. I met this wonderful, he's now a good friend of mine, Richard. Richard invited me to participate in an organization called Cure on Wheels.
Cure on Wheels.
So it's like looking for the cure, but on wheels, on bicycle wheels. And so what we do, I'm on the board of that non-for-profit, and we're a 100% volunteer board, and we basically do several events a year of long-distance bicycling events where we raise funds for cancer research. And this a couple Sundays ago, I wasn't on the show because we were actually in the middle of one of our events, which was a two-day event. 160-mile bike ride. I'm the ride coordinator, so I was in charge of the water stops, volunteers, and making sure that all the riders are safe. But then in January now, I have another one where we go from Tampa to Tallahassee. It's a 330-mile bike ride, and I actually get to ride on that one. And talking about peace and love, you know, I've met so many people from different walks of life who have this in common, where a family member went through cancer or passed away from cancer. They were a caregiver. They themselves are survivors. Maybe they're a provider, like an actual medical oncologist or a PA or a nurse or some part of the care team, right? Because many people forget, it's not just the doctor, right? It's an entire care team, right? It's a whole plurality. And so all of us have cycling in common. And some people, man, I've seen people who couldn't even ride 10 miles and now they're doing 100 miles, man. And it's like myself. And it's amazing. It really is amazing to see that. And we do it because of this peace and love that we want. And in a certain part, we want justice. We want justice for the people going through cancer. And what does that justice look like? That justice looks like the cure. And so that's kind of where I come from.
So I am struggling here to see if I can get a pledge to come in the name of peace. If not, we can go talk about war. But, but if there's people out there who love peace, we're going to stick with that.
I hope people aren't donating because of war.
Wait, let's talk about peace. Let's see if there's people out there who really respect peace and respect the fact that people are peaceful, loving people, and we can talk about peace.
And they can call 813-238-8001 or 813-239-9663. You can also go to WMNF.org and click on the tip jar there. Again, you know, your donation goes to the radio station, which has been going on for 40 years with the message of justice and peace. And for the community, we represent those who don't have a voice. We represent you. And so if you believe in that, please donate today to our fall fund drive.
And I just want to go, before I go over here to my brother, the DJ, I want to go over to my brother, the first-time bike rider, right? When you were talking about ride, you said, I know people who've never ridden before and learned to ride. I looked up and I seen Joe look at me because Joe remembers.
I did. That was a...
It was a setup, all right? Now. Yes, yes. So when you talk about people who... And maybe you get a pledge for this. When you talk about peace... All right, now how do you tie this into peace? So Joe goes on a bike ride with the WMNF bike ride group. We got about a group of 40 people show up one day to go on a bike ride together, not for a real purpose, just in the name of peace and the fact that we all have this place in common. So we all go, and I have two bikes, and Joe said, I'll go. He says, I haven't really rode much, you know, but I'll go. Or he either said, I've never really rode, but I'll go. And so I'm thinking, okay, he never really rode means that he never really rode a long way with a bunch of people. Okay, so Joe, I bring both my bikes. So I throw both of the bikes on the back of the car, and we go meet up at another board ops house.
Jeff
Haynes. Yeah. We go. Jeff is an avid biker as well. And so we pull the bikes off the car. I get on my bike. I pull one bike off. I give it to Joe. And I jump on my bike to kind of get it in gear. And I turn around and look, and I see Joe's having a problem getting his bike started, right? I mean, pedaling, right? And I look back like, oh, he'll get in the second, right? About 5 minutes later, I look back again. He still hasn't got the first pedal to go, right? He's still trying to get his balance. And I start to realize, Joe, you mean you never rode a bike before? And we got 40 people waiting for us, you know, to go on a 10-mile bike ride.
Joe's going to have to come on and learn.
Joe spent the rest of that day learning how to ride by riding with us. falling off every 5 feet and getting back on and still going. It was literally Joe. It took Joe about 20 minutes to get four pet revolutions on his bike engine. Finally, he got it. Now, here he is riding 10 miles an hour, about 40 people, and Joe is pushing it to keep up. And so, actually, he got it, right? We're looking back, and he's behind. He's the last one, but there's always somebody back there with him making sure he's all right. And so then I get a note from someone says, hey, you know, your guy Joe ran into a pole. I'm like, yeah. He ran into a pole. So, one, you know, if you ever see these poles that are in the ground, they're yellow, they're really big, they stick up to stop cars from going into pedestrian areas. Well, Joe took one of those out. Literally, you know, and then got up and continued to ride with us.
No,
like, really, it was so inspirational to me.
I think the peace and the love comes from me breaking your bike and you not breaking my neck.
Well, that was inspiration. He did the 10 miles with us, and so I was really happy.
What kind of bike? This is like the scene in the Fast and the Furious when the guy goes, here, take my car. And it was like, you know, like a McLaren or something like that.
No, it was a Schwinn. It was a Schwinn.
But it's still a Schwinn.
You know what? The fact that he did not give up that day,
Joe,
meant so much. You had all the opportunity to say, hey, I can't get this, or, you know, I'll wait for you guys on the back end. Or he never gave up. He stuck with it and ran through it. And so I just, you know, in the name of peace, I think that was an act of peaceful. What's the word I'm looking for? He peacefully forced himself to learn how to ride with the music.
Thank you.
I want to hit the number, but I also want to talk to Prince about your organization that you're part of, a fraternity that does a lot of work in the communities and really puts for peace. I know we're running out of time.
Before we get to that, if you can call 813-238-8001, 813-239-9663. Please donate to WMNF. You can go to the tip jar online, WMNF.org.
All right. So, Prince, why don't you talk quickly, briefly?
You know, so shout out to my brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We were founded January 9th, 1914 at Howard University. And, you know, just like all other organizations, our missions, our core values are rooted in education. Who smacked me in the back of the head?
What's up? That's the cue.
Yeah. So, you know, it's... We're rooted, obviously, in education because our fraternity is founded by college-educated men. But we also do community service, you know. And I like to believe, and I share this a lot with my younger brothers, is that you need to take focus of how the older generations, pre-1940s, and Jamal, I think you agree too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jamal, he's not my fraternity, but he's like, you know, he joined the wrong organization, but we won't fault him.
And he went to the wrong university, and he cheers for the wrong NFL team.
I went to the wrong university.
He had the right parents.
Yeah, so he's got that going for him.
But seriously, and then Jamal's organization is just like mine. We all carry the same focus, so we kind of do a lot of work behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't do a lot of work for grandeur or for publicity, but you'll see a lot of the work that we do that's behind the scenes, and it's to improve the community, to improve society. You know, we'll lend in, for example, like Habitat for Humanity. We'll be the muscle, you know, helping to bring stuff. Josh, the first time I saw you was at the Men's Health Forum.
Yeah.
My fraternity participated in the Men's Health Forum
every year
for an extended amount of time.
Yeah.
And so these are the kinds of things that we do, and it's just our way to bring balance and peace, you know, to people who may not have it. Just that little, you know, helping hand. I remember one time we went to go help someone's, you know, paint someone's home and stuff like this. This is an elderly woman. And obviously she couldn't do any of that stuff on her own. We showed up and we cut her grass. We painted the whole house. And she loved us for it. And it's that value that we bring to people who may not, you know, they don't have
that is value.
The ability. So, you know, if you appreciated that, please give, call 813-238-8001 with your pledge to the Urban Cafe. We are here to impart on you information, knowledge, and stuff that you really don't hear on mainstream media. Mm-hmm. I remember a few months back, we talked about the new Chinese credit system.
Social credit score.
Social credit score. And we talked about it in depth. And several weeks later, it came out on mainstream media. We break the news. We break the news. Yeah. You know,
so I just want to say one thing about that particular situation. So we talked about the social resiliency score, and then the college board or the SAT college board or whatever, weeks later, came out with exactly the same thing we were talking about. Mm. Think about that for a second.
What?
We had a conversation. I'm not saying they stole the idea from us. It just means that we are...
No, I'm just kidding.
We are doing the research. We are out there getting the knowledge, trying to understand the problem, and then trying to come up with creative solutions.
Absolutely.
With how to resolve it.
Absolutely. And that's working in a gray.
That the college board... put months and months and probably
resources,
years of resources,
financial resources,
and research into something that we had a conversation long before they put it out there.
By volunteers.
That's phenomenal.
Yep. By volunteers on a radio station.
Yep, and that's what we're here for, to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. We're going to have tough conversations, happy conversations, and not so happy conversations. But call us right now, and our number is 813-238-8001. We need to hear from you now. Keep us on the air. Keep this show on the air.
We got 10 minutes left to trying to meet a goal. I do one recurring thing I'm seeing here is that not only do we volunteer here, but we volunteer in other organizations because we like to give back to the community. We are firm believers in giving back because we all know that we wouldn't be who we are without the community around us. And with that being said, we have a special guest in the studio, Walter.
Walter.
What's up, Walter? So, Walter, why don't you tell us what does this radio station mean to you, and what does peace look like for you?
Hey, man, listen, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to come on here. I just walked in and go-guarded one of these microphones. First of all, I want to say that the Urban Cafe itself is getting to be an institution, and that's what we want.
Yes, it
right.
Is.
We need shows that are institutions.
And
with the concept of institutions, you're doing what? You're teaching, right? You're sharing, you're teaching, you're sharing knowledge, and that's what you do. Our show on the Sunday Forum is perhaps a lot more in depth on certain topics.
Y'all
right?
Serious?
And y'all serious too. Now y'all serious too. But I must say that we need these shows. That is the bottom line. We need these shows. Without the types of discussions that we have on these shows, we cannot push forward the agendas that need to be pushed for the community to be aware. For the community to be aware of what is going on around them.
And I love your show because you bring in local and state politicians here, and they literally, people can call into your show and literally talk to their representatives and ask them about current things that are happening at right now. And I think that being able to bridge that gap of communication, because a lot of times people will look at these politicians like, oh, they're all high and mighty, there's no way I can talk to them. No, they are people just like us, and you make that happen. And I really appreciate the fact that you do that.
Thank you. We've had as many as 12 people in studio at one time, and we're like moving them through, and people calling them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, back to the Urban Cafe, folks, please call in, support WMNF 88.5 radio, support us. This is your radio station. These are your shows. You are not going to hear radio like this anywhere.
No, not at all.
Anywhere.
In fact, they're getting bought up all over the nation.
Yeah, they are.
Stations like this are getting bought up all over the nation and being corporate and then just homogenized, really.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I agree. That's a great point. And Claire, what does peace look like for you?
Oh, my God. You're making me go back to when I was protesting nuclear power plants. I almost got arrested for that one.
Just remember two things. We got 6 minutes, and don't go into flashback mode.
I've got to get out here and get ready for our portion of this thing. But before you do, I just want to say thank you for what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing. You got our support 110%. Whatever we can do to cross over or whatever we need to do with guests, you got it.
Okay, fantastic. Right. I do want to say Thank you, Walter. What I think peace is, the ultimate peace would be everyone not having to worry about their survival. We got people that have families and they're worrying about how to pay the rent, how to feed their kids, how to put shoes on those kids. I remember being in that position when I was a single mom, and I think peace would be where we are able to really deal with our community issues because we've already got our own personal issues covered. And I think that we bring topics about that when we talk about home ownership or credit rating or, you know, topics at the schools about your kids' education, about your health care, about your social justice. You know, we do bring those topics out to you, and I think that those are really important towards the concept of peace because there's so many aspects to peace.
And you know, we talked a lot about peace, but let's kind of talk about, you know, what disrupts that peace. Where does that come from? Because everyone who is listening, everyone that's here, everyone that's listening on the show right now, you know, I'd like to think that every last one of us are peaceful people. You know, when we stand up, we don't fall to the left, we don't fall to the right, we don't fall forward or backwards. You know, we stand upright, you know, and that's it's balance. That's what I call a person that will have balance. You're not falling, you know, and when I say leaning to the left, leaning to the right, it's toward, you know, an ideology. It doesn't necessarily have to be Republican or Democrat. You know, you're just leaning one way or another. Mm-hmm. But we don't do that. You know, you have to choose to move in a certain direction. You choose to move in a certain direction, that's when you start disrupting your own peace. Mm-hmm. When you adopt a philosophy that's contrary to human nature, you are disrupting your own peace. You know, people who... oh man, do I really go this down this route? We got four minutes, and the phone lines will light up. But you know, and I'm going to bring this up.
And those phone lines are 813-238-8001, 813-239-9663.
Exactly. And so,
go ahead.
So, what fractures us? You know, you want to be able to avoid being pitted against your opposite. You know, abortion versus
pro-life.
Gun, you know, Second Amendment versus non-Second Amendment. You know, that kind of stuff. Right. So when you know you have your peace, a person could get cut in half, and then once you're cut in half, then you're divided. And once you're divided, that's it. That's it. Now you're fighting an internal struggle. You know, let me see. Florida State versus University of Miami. You know, that's another thing, right? Those kinds of things will divide us. So
please go ahead and call us at 813-239-9663, 813-238-8001.
And I think the beauty of the show is this real quick is that with going on piggybacking on what Nestor is talking in the gray, a lot of times, even us as hosts can come into the show with our own opinion about something.
Yep.
They can be different from what another host thinks. And us having a dialogue, whether our opinion changes, their opinion changes, it allows us to have a better understanding of someone else's position. And that's very important in going forward. And that's what we're all about, bringing everyone together. Like you said, whether Republican or Democrat, bring us all together because we all have to still live in the same community.
Exactly. And I still not mad at you for joining the wrong frat.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name's Ellen Gottlieb, and I'm voluntarily making an announcement. The 2020 census is hiring 1,000 workers in Hillsborough County, starting at $18.50 to $25 an hour. All you have to do is go to 2020census.gov/jobs and apply. It takes less than 10 minutes. Thank you so much.
Well, let's repeat that announcement again. So,
sure. I'm here volunteering, letting everyone know that 1,000 people need to be hired in Hillsborough County. It's very important that we get our federal tax dollars. It's all based on the census. So we need to hire 1,000 people in Hillsborough County. The pay starts at $18.50 an hour. to $25 an hour. All you have to do is go to 2020census.gov/jobs. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
All right. And so we're going to wrap up our show. Again, you can call us at 813-238-8001, 813-239-9663. You can go to WMNF.org and click on the tip jar there. And I just want to thank all our listeners for tuning in, absolutely, not just today, but every Sunday. And for all our donations received, we really appreciate it. From the Chapmans, from Leslie, Kimball McNeil, Bison Johnson, and the Anonymous. Thank you very much for listening in.
MNF.